朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我先跟弟兄姊妹讲我第一个经历，叫做 be true。
So I share with you my first experience, that is to be true.
我跟你讲，那天晚上当我坐在前面听到后面的时候，
I would just let you know that evening when I was sitting there, as I listened to the proceeding all the way to almost the end,
我几乎可以感觉到那个来来去去。
I could feel the ups and downs, the pulling and pushing.
一下子我们这边得失，一下子好像仇敌又反扑。
That seems like we were winning, and then the enemy will come back.
就后来我就干脆不太想拼了，我就专心祷告了。
So then I decided to focus on prayer.
中间我甚至自己两个手这样子向神举起来。
And I even lifted my hands like this toward the Lord.
我宣告主的得胜，因为看见仇敌的强悍。
Because I see the strong power of the enemy, that I proclaim the victory of the Lord.
结果在最后十分钟的时候，突然一下子杀出了一个这么不合理的这个市政府的表现。
And all of a sudden, at the last minute, the last 10 minutes, the city, Planning department did something so unreasonable.
他们用杨俊的话说是打自己嘴巴，甚至律师说的已经跨过界限了，几乎等于算是触法的一种的做法。
They really crossed the boundary of getting overboard, and seems like they were eating their words.
我简直不能相信会有这样子的事情。
I just cannot believe something like this would happen.
所以因为这样子，那天不能够当场做决定，不然的话我们当场就过了。
That's why they just could not vote. Otherwise, we would have gotten the approval already.
所以回来以后啊。
So after I came back.
回到教会，跟我那天晚上一个晚上几乎都不能睡觉。
And then on that night, I just could not sleep.
在我里面有三个很直接的感觉啊。
Three feelings I had strongly.
第一个跟弟兄姊妹都一样，我们会失望，我们会难过，觉得好可惜，遗憾。
First, I feel disappointed. I feel sorry and regret.
几乎好像那个已经到了嘴巴的 steak 一下子被拿走了。
Since the steak was up.You know, just approaching my mouth and was taken away.
太不好的比喻，远远超过那个。
Okay, it's not a good example.
根本就是随手可以拿到的了。
Something that we could have gotten already.
突然被 on hold, 不是拿不到哈，就是被 on hold 了，被暂时 hold 住了。
It was not taken away, but it was put on hold.
或者说这个爸爸答应说给小孩一个这个 iPod.结果后来才晓得是 online order， 他以为当场可以拿到。
Or it's just like a father might promise his son for an iPad and just to find out it was ordered online, he has to wait.
这心里面难免会有一点那种的失望，但是不是绝望哈。
So this is a disappointment, but it's not despair. It's not totally out of hope.
这种失望其实对我这一生来说，基督徒三十多年的经验里面是常常发生的。
Actually, being a Christian for more than 30 years.Such disappointments happen rather very often.
所以这件事情要叫我胜过是很容易的事情。
So it's easy for me to overcome such feeling of disappointment.
你记得我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲到这个三句话 ：Of His love, in His time, by His way.
I often share with you of His love by His.
就是
in His time, by in His way.
神对我们永远是充满了爱。
Because God is always full of love toward us.
然后他是在他的时候，按照他的方法，他成就我们的祷告。
And in His way and in His time, He answers our prayers.
Yeah. In His time, by His way, He makes all things beautiful. 对不对？
In His time, by His way, He makes all things beautiful.
所以这种挫折对我来说，其实是很容易一祷告就带过去的。
So I can easily overcome such frustration through prayer.
而且我也决定相信神永远不会错。
And I believe God is never wrong.
神不仅仅不失败，神也不从来不随便做一件事情。
Not only that, God never fails. He doesn't do things out casually.
每一件事情他都带着一个积极的目的。
He does everything with a positive purpose.
所以这个东西对我过关是很容易的事情。
So it is easy for me to get over.
但是什么事情让我睡不着觉呢？
So what bothered me so that I could not sleep?
什么事情让我这几天当了一个好像很软弱的传道人呢？
What makes me a weak servant these days?
我跟你讲，我也蛮喜欢当的，因为你们都倒过来安慰我。
Actually, I rather enjoy it because you guys come to comfort me.
好多人都拍过来拍到他，余弟兄你还好吗？你们从来都不这样问我的。
Many people would pat on my shoulder and say, "How are you, brother? You hardly do that before."
因为我还有另外两个感觉。
Because I have two other feelings as well.
这个是比处，我跟你们分享。And
I want to be true and share with you.
第一个，在我里面的感觉就是我里面觉得很委屈。First
of all, I feel wronged.
我并没有埋怨，但是我里面就是有一种说不出来的委屈。I'm
not really complaining, but I just feel being wronged.
我不仅仅没有埋怨，我更不会怀疑他的应许跟他的得胜。我仍然相信我们要完全得胜。Not
only that, I do not complain, I do not doubt His promise. I still believe that we will gain complete victory.
那这个委屈感觉从哪里来呢？
Then why do I feel sorry about myself?
就是因为我上礼拜那样子信心的宣告来的。Because
my proclamation of faith last week.
那你会说这样宣告, what's wrong with it?
You might say, what is wrong with such proclamation?
兄姊妹，我跟你讲，神叫我起来做信心宣告的时候。
Because when God told me to proclaim in faith,
说神一定得胜啊,
it says God will for sure win.
我们足能得胜,
and then we will be able to overcome.
我们只要上去我们就得胜了啊,
and just go up and then we will have the victory.
兄姊妹，甚至在两个月前排教会schedule的时候就把
上个礼拜五排成感恩见证聚会啊。And we even scheduled last Friday to be the Thanksgiving meeting 2 months before.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是一个正常人做的事情。This
is not something an ordinary person would do.
所以当时在我里面这样子给我感动的时候，我跟主说 No， 我说主我不做。So
when God moved me to do something like that, I resisted naturally. I said, No, Lord, I will not do it.
我说我只要传信心的信息，我只要传你的得胜应许就好了，我不要讲这句话。
I argue with God. I will preach sermons of faith and I will speak words of faith, but I will not say something so definite.
因为从常人来说，这个是一件不合理的事情。
Because from common sense, this does not make sense.
如果我们自私去想一点的话，我也跟弟兄姊妹讲过，如果成就了，没有人会感谢我，因为这件事情是神做的，只有神能做，我不能叫他得胜。And
also from my own point of view, if I say something and it comes to true, then it's not about me because it's not a work of man. It cannot be accomplished by work of man.
What if 如果没有成就的话？
But what if it does not happen according to the word?
我个人得失是另外一件事情。
My personal reputational loss is small, something small.
你们不信任我是另外一件事情了。
And your distrust of me will be another thing.
但是在我里面会bother我，会让我痛苦的是，怎么样子能够去恢复弟兄姊妹对神的信心。
But what bothers me and burdens me is how to restore.
所以在我里面对这件事要求一直有抗拒。
That's why I keep resisting God's request.
当我跟念慈姊妹交通这件事的时候，
When I share with my wife, Sister Nancy,
她也说你真要这样子说吗？
She says, are you sure?
她说你最好好好去禁食祷告。
You better fast and pray.
所以我也把我自己关起来，整天禁食在主面前祷告。
So I shut myself and fast all day to pray.
弟兄姊妹，当我去面对我所信的神的时候，
When I face the God that I trust,
主说，如果你连你自己都不能信我，你怎么样子去传信心的信心？
And he says, if you cannot trust me yourself, how can you preach sermons of faith?
如果你自己都不能凭信心宣告我是得胜的神，胜败在乎我，你怎么讲这个道？
If you cannot even trust that I'm the God of victory, how can you preach such message?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我在主面前几次祷告以后，我里面在主的面前，我就是一个信而顺服。
So after several struggles, I decided to trust and obey.
那神自己也提升我的信心。
And the Lord lifted my faith.
所以从我顺服神以后，
And ever since I obeyed,
所有的害怕担心再也不回来了。
And all the fears and worries never returned.
我上礼拜跟你们讲过，我每一次想到仇敌把那个 what if 万一神不听祷告怎么办，这个思想要进来的时候，
That I shared with you last week, whenever the enemy puts the thought, what is in my mind?
神就用那个出人意外的平安，是有了把我里面所有的担心害怕给封住了。 The
Lord seems to seal my heart out of all the fears and worries with a peace that surpasses all understanding.
在我里面就一点都没有这样子的担心跟害怕。
But I have no worries or fears in my heart.
就好像当初这个房子卖出去的时候，
Just like when the property was sold to another person.
曾经进到别人的被别人买去的时候，
That the church building went into escrow with another buyer.
我也跟弟兄姊妹一样，当时惊吓了一下，怎么会这样呢？
I was shocked, just like every one of us. How could this be?
可是当我到主面前去祷告的时候，
But then as I went before the Lord and prayed,
结果主就说话，神的物当归给神，该杀的物归给该杀。
And the Lord spoke to me, what's of God should be given to God, and what's of Caesar, give to Caesar.
起来，带领弟兄姊妹祷告，把这个地叫回来啊！
Rise up and lead your brothers and sisters to pray that this land will return to you.
所以那时候，当我这样子宣告的时候，里面也是一样被这出人意外的平安所充满啊。
Just like last time when I proclaimed this in faith, my heart was filled with peace.
就像 Intel 也是一样。
Like when we face
Intel 这么强烈的反对我们。
When we face their strong opposition.
甚至我们最早以前以为有信息很好，所以我们更不知道该怎么办。
Or like even at the beginning, we thought we were bound by an old CCNR.
我觉得我们那一年
we didn't know what to do.
在那一年里面，我们好像被哥利亚抵挡的那个扫罗军队一样，我们什么事都不能做。
That year, we were just like the army of King Saul, of being threatened by Goliath, we couldn't do anything.
我记得将近过了一年以后，
I remember after about a year,
神把平安把信心放在我的里面。
The Lord gave me peace and courage.
所以我记得那时候我们找 PR 组交通的时候，
that, I remember when I shared with the PR department.
我们说我们要主动去 找 Intel.
We said we have to actively seek a negotiation with Intel.
我记得那时候有个同工问我说，他说 What's the difference?What's the difference? 就是跟一年前我们到底有什么不一样吗？
I remember a coworker asked me, so what is different now from a year ago?
我们有什么不同可以回去找 Intel 吗？
But do we have anything that is different that we can now go talk to Intel?
我说这一年的祷告跟信心的提升，我说我们可以回去。
And then I told the coworker, because after a year of prayer and our faith,gained in this year. Now we are able to talk to them.
我真的很感谢主，主在我们教会放了这么多可爱的同工们。
I really praise God for our wonderful co-workers in our midst.
所以 PR 同工们就开始交通，开始祷告。
Then the PR co-workers started to have fellowship and talk and discussions and prayer.
我们也知道那时候桂香姊妹到市政府一调出来，发现 Intel 不在西线了。
And we remember Sister Gui Xiang went to City Hall and then take another look at the.CCNR, and we were not.
所以弟兄姊妹，一路上其实神已经，我长话短说，神已经行了很多很奇妙的事情，是我们原来不能解决的事情。
That already God has done many wonderful things and resolved many conflicts that we could never done by ourselves.
所以当那天事情发生的时候
，So that day when after the public hearing.
我一点不是在乎弟兄姊妹怎么看我。
It's not that I care about what brothers and sisters think of me.
我真的诚实的说哈，因为没有人不会犯错的。
I have to be honest with you because I know there's no one that is perfect.
那如果这件事情是我出于自己的意思，我这样子随便讲的话，我毫不犹豫的马上在神面前认罪，在弟兄姊妹面前道歉。
If I proclaimed out of my own will, then naturally and immediately I will confess before God and ask for forgiveness before brothers and sisters.
可是就是当那天夜里面我在神面前祷告的时候，神不仅仅没有责备我，神反而在这里称许啊。
That night when I approached the Lord, not only that he did not rebuke me, but he even gave me approval.
所以这件事情在我里面就突然产生一个很深的委屈啊。
Then I feel really bad.
我说那你为什么会这样子呢？
I asked him, why do you do such things?
我觉得在个人里面跟整个教会同工的配搭上，神都没有责备我们。
Because the Lord did not rebuke us, either me personally or the corporate service of the brothers and sisters.
但是我们却好像没有像我们所期望的那样子，当天就拿到。
But yet we did not get the result we expected.
而且我的信息所传出来，很给弟兄姊妹的领受也是觉得那天就应该拿到。
And because of my message, brothers and sisters took it as if we will get it that day.
那完全没有想到需要再延长一次。
We never thought about that it could be delayed.
所以这件事情在我的里面当时就在主的面前过不去啊。
That's why I just could not get over this before the Lord.
那个为什么要这么做？
I asked the Lord, why so?
但是我很感谢神啊。
But I thank the Lord.
那神在几个方面，神把我这两天里面的疲倦，这些埋怨的感觉，灰心的感觉，神给我恢复过来了。
In many areas, the Lord revived me and lifted me.out of this feeling of despair and frustration.
那第一个就是神没有责备我们。
First, God did not rebuke me.
我记得我昨天我就重新把我上个礼拜讲的道拿出来听的时候。
So yesterday I went back to listen to the message I preached the last Sunday.
就是光光上一个礼拜的信息里面，我就四次五次提醒弟兄姊妹，我们绝对不能骄傲，绝对不能轻敌。
And then last Sunday, about four or five times, I reminded everyone.That we should not be proud and despise the enemy.
我说我们虽然有得胜的应许和把握，但是我们绝对不能轻敌。
Even though we have the assurance and the promise of victory, we cannot take the enemy lightly.
我们不是因为我们自己有把握、有准备，我们自己不错，我们可以得胜。
We will not win just because we have the assurance, confidence, and we are well prepared.
所以我自己里面当时我到主面前去祷告的时候，我知道在这个点上我们没有得罪神。
Therefore, I know that we did not sin against God on this point.
那神最恨恶骄傲。
Because God hates prideful pride.
而且我们当初定了三十天的公听，那个为了公听的禁食祷告，定了四十天。
And originally, we set our fasting to be 40-day fast.
啊，那么在公听的那一天是三十天，我们为什么多加了十天？就是要弟兄姊妹不可以骄傲，不可以轻敌。
Why did we extend our fast?Fasting 10 days after the public hearing so that we will not become proud.
就算我们拿到了 CUP, 我们还是要有十天的禁食在主的面前不可以骄傲。
Even if we receive the approval at the public hearing, we will still fast for 10 more days so that we will not be proud.
那第二方面是安慰我的事情。
And then God also comforted me.
是弟兄姊妹在整件事情里面信心的反应。
As brothers and sisters' reaction,In faith.
还有在爱里面我们彼此的关怀和扶持
And our caring and support for each other in love.
那不光是之前当天还有之后我都看见了太美的图画
I've seen beautiful pictures before, during and after the public hearing.
那当天晚上就这么多人回到会所我就发现弟兄姊妹仍然在说信心的话仍然在那里做信心的祷告我就很感动
That night many brothers and sisters went back to Bauer's facility and were still sharingAnd in words in faith.
然后礼拜五的见证，我相信参加过的人那天都很感动。
And then I'm sure all of us who went to the Friday night meeting will be touched by the testimony.
那在网络也有弟兄姊妹写信来鼓励我们。
And many brothers and sisters wrote to encourage us from the internet.
啊，在我山东老家有人写信来，他说我们已经大得胜了，现在只是在清扫战场而已。
A brother from Shandong says we have already gotten the victory. Now we're just cleaning up the battlefield.
哎，我发现弟兄姊妹的信心好像都这样子的美好，我里面非常感谢神。
I really praise God for such beautiful faith in brothers and sisters.
我觉得我们这两年真的没有白走。
That we did not walk this 2 years journey in vain.
因为什么？我们都知道牛排丢进烤箱，它不会马上出来就是牛排。
We all know
牛肉丢进烤箱不会马上出来牛排。
We all know that by putting a piece of meat in the oven, it will not come out right away as a cooked steak.
一团面放进烤箱不会马上出来蛋糕啊。
Putting a dough in the oven.It will not come out as a bread right away.
种子种在地里不会马上就吃到果子的。
After you sow the seed, you will not eat the fruit right away.
我觉得礼拜三或是这个礼拜弟兄姊妹所有的表现真是神这几年在我们身上没有白做。
This week we have manifested God's wonderful work in our midst in the past years.
所以我很感谢主德雄礼拜五也交通他觉得这种征战这种建造是一个 lifestyle, 不是说我们买完会所我们就把它放到一边去了。
Just like what Brother Anthony shared, what God wants is not just a one-time deal, but a lifestyle change in us.
所以有的弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，已经两三年了，我们将来还有那么多事要做。弟兄姊妹，这是我们的 lifestyle.
My brothers and sisters says we have walked this path for 2 or 3 years.And then looking forward, we have more things to do. Yes, it's going to be our lifestyle.
其实神一手拆毁，就一手已经在建造。
Because when God takes away, He's also at the same time building up.
这个建造是随着时间一直在做的。
And God is building up in time.
生命和信心的增长是一路上都在时间的里面成长出来的。
And our faith grows and increases as time goes by.
所以我看见这些，我里面很感谢神。
Therefore, seeing all these at my heart, just thank God.
第三方面是安慰我啊。
And the third thing that God comforted me.
羊是主的羊。
That sheep belong to the Lord.
征战也是属乎耶和华。
And the battle belongs to the Lord.
在战场上，神定义我们留在 battlefield, 留在战场上，再多一段时间，那是神的主权，这不是出于我。
If God intends that we stay in this battlefield a little longer, that is out of His sovereignty, His will.
虽然我心里面 心疼担心弟兄姊妹信心上受到影响，但是主告诉我羊是他的羊。
Even though I worry about brothers and sisters being in trial for a long time, but the Lord says those flocks belong to Him.
当我在主的面前，我不是凭自己一随便做的时候，是顺服神而做的时候，剩下的事情是他的事情。
If out of obedience I do what God wants me to do, He will take care of the rest.
尤其我们不需要去为神找什么理由或解释。
And we do not have to justify for God's action.
我们只要凭信心的来相信他。
And we only have to trust in
His faith. 所以当我个人祷告的时候，我就想起哈巴谷来。
As I pray, I remember the prophet Habakkuk.
我个人在小先知书里面，我很喜欢哈巴谷书哈。
He's one of my favorite prophets.
我不是说他的遭遇跟我的遭遇一样，你们不要对号入座啊。
I'm not saying that what we are going through is the same as his.
那哈巴谷是小先知中最后的一位，就是在亡国之前最后一位。
And Habakkuk is the last prophet among the minor prophets.
他所面临的环境是整个将要亡国之前神家的堕落、软弱、远离神。
And what he faced, the situation that he faced was that the nation was about to be destroyed, and then people were fallen.
而周围巴比伦帝国那么强暴的已经快要犯境了。
And the Babylonians are just about to invade.
在哈巴谷心中第一章里面充满了困惑，他一直问神为什么、为什么、为什么，很多的问题。
So in the first chapter of Habakkuk, he kept on asking God, why? He has so many questions.
为什么你没有听祷告？
Why is that you did not hear our prayer?
为什么你没有照着我们所祷告的，你来成就你的祷告？
Why did not answer us according to what we asked?
你为什么没有照着我所期望的结果，你来成就你的应许？
Why didn't you promise, fulfill your promise as we expected?
弟兄姊妹，第一章里面充满了哈巴谷他的惊吓、他的恐惧、他的困惑、他对神的问题。
The first chapter of Habakkuk was full with his questions, confusions, and his doubts.
你们现在不要读了，来不及听我
讲。Oh, please don't turn to it now. Just listen.
到了第二章。
But yet to the second chapter.
第二章第一节开始就让我们看见哈巴谷，他不仅仅有第一章的 be true。
So that we see the prophet Habakkuk was being true the first chapter.
他在神的面前，他不隐瞒他心中的困惑。
And then he does not hide from God his confusion.
但是第二章他这么好的见证叫做 be wise.
And the second chapter he was being wise.
他做了一件事情，他说我要上到守望所，我要立在望楼上，我要观看耶和华对我说什么，我可以用什么的话来向他说。
That he says, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts.I will look to see what the Lord will say to me and what answer I will give to him.
弟兄姊妹，我们在神面前不需要隐瞒自己的软弱、怀疑、困惑、沮丧，都不需要的。
Before God, we don't have to hide our frustrations, our doubts, our questions.
神完全了解我们这个人。
God knows us very well.
但是我们需要在主的面前要第二步叫做 be wise.
But then we have to be wise before God.
要智慧。
That we have to be wise.
什么叫做智慧呢？
What does it mean to be wise?
在黑夜和风暴中，
In the midst of a night, in a storm,
我们选择相信他。
We choose to trust him.
我们在痛苦和失望的时候，
In our pain and disappointment,
我们选择来依靠他。
We choose to trust him.
在诱惑和试探面前，
And in temptation,
我们选择转向神。
We choose to turn to him.
而在我们一切所行的事上，
In everything that we do,
我们选择认定他。
We choose to hold on to him.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做 be wise.
And that is to be wise.
所以弟兄姊妹，当哈巴谷在这一切困惑里面的时候，
So in all his confusions,
他没有让自己活在沮丧，活在对神的怀疑和质问中。
Habakkuk did not just allow him to live in a life of confusion.
他做了一件事情，他走到守望台去。
He did one thing. He walked up on his watch.
他站在 watchtower 上面，站在守望楼上。
He stood at the watchtower.
在他和神之间没有任何的东西了。
That there's nothing between him and God.
他直接去面对他所信的神。
He faced the God he trusted.
他直接去面对那个叫他心中困惑不明白的神。
He faced the God who caused him confusion and doubt.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个非常好的图画，在我的里面常常提醒我。
And this is a beautiful picture, often reminds me.
弟兄姊妹，神喜欢我们直接去面对神。
God wants us to confront Him and face Him.
所以我们在礼拜三的这件事情过了以后啊。
So after Wednesday. must stay.
我们不需要马上替神找理由。
We do not have to find any reason to
justify. 我们不需要马上为这件经历去找解释。
And we do not have to explain for this experience.
我觉得我们 be true, 然后我们带着自己上到望楼上去面对我们的神。
That we just need to be true and bring ourselves up to the watchtower to face God.
所有的先知书里面。
In all the prophet books,
哈巴谷书还有一个最大的特点、啊、
And there's one great characteristic of the book of Habakkuk.
就是写哈巴谷书每一卷书都有他写作的对象。
Because he has an audience in every chapter.
哈巴谷书是所有先知书里面唯一写作的对象，不是人，是神。
And then Habakkuk is the only book that the reader and the audience of this book is not man, but God.
里面充满了他跟神之间直接的对话。
And it's full of conversation between him and God.
对，弟兄姊妹，让我们在黑夜和风暴中，我们选择来信任他。
In the middle of nights and storms, we choose to trust him.
我们在我们的痛苦和失望的里面，我们选择来依靠他。
And in our pains and in our distress, we choose to lean on him.
在仇敌给我们的一切的试探诱惑的里面，我们选择我们来转向神。
Facing all the trials and temptations, we choose to turn to him.
而在我们一切的遭遇里面，一切所行的事上，我们选择来认定他。
And in everything that we go through, in everything we do, we choose to hold on to him.
弟兄姊妹，神没有叫我们一帆风顺，永远得胜。
God did not promise that we will have a smooth sail all the way.
所以我们感谢神。
So we thank God.
虽然之前我们再三提醒我们不能轻敌，我们不能骄傲。
Although we keep reminding ourselves that we should not take the enemy lightly and don't be proud.
但是有一件事情是我们不能否认的。
But one thing that we cannot deny.
礼拜三这件事情的发生之后。
After Wednesday.
让我们在主的面前更不敢轻敌，对不对？
That we dare not to despise the enemy even more.
我们在主的面前会更谦卑的觉得我们要依靠神。
That we feel more the need to humble ourselves and trust in him.
这是神这两天在我里面给我的安慰，这个叫做 extra， 叫做 bonus 的 delta。
And then that is the comfort God gave me that we are receiving a bonus delta.
我们一直都说整件买会所的过程，我们每一个人都要 delta， 我们要被神改变。
We keep on saying that every one of us should be changed. We all should have our own delta.
前一阵子祷告会也好，聚会也好，我们常常要弟兄姊妹去 review 自己得到的 delta。到底改变了多少？
In the several meetings before the public hearing, we kept asking brothers and sisters.To examine what kind of delta you have.
有一次电视姊妹问我，她说你自己的 delta 你觉得怎么样了？
One time my wife asked me, so what is your own delta?
我说我自己觉得这两年下来我的 delta 太丰富了。
And I felt I have so much.
我觉得神改变我太多。
The Lord has changed me so much.
但是我没有想到神还有 bonus delta 要给我。
But I never thought God even prepared a bonus delta for me.
那我再去处理这个好像似乎上外面上跟我们所期望的不一样的结局。
As I try to deal with expectations.
来处理我里面那个说不出来的那种委屈的感觉。
And I have to deal with the feeling, unspeakable feeling of being wronged.
但是在我里面，我就像我刚才所说的，虽然仇敌用各样的东西又来搅扰，又来攻击我。
As I shared, even though the enemy is trying to disturb me with all kinds of thoughts.
虽然这几天我里面从来没有对神有埋怨，从来没有对神的大能和得胜的应许有怀疑过。
Even though these days I never complained or doubt God's power and His faithfulness.
但是弟兄姊妹，
For brothers and sisters,
我愿意在神的面前选择归向神。
But I choose to turn to Him.
我愿意选择是因着信心。知道这是出于神，我默然不语。
And out of faith, I choose to be silent because I know this comes from God.
我不是勉强、无可奈何、赌气的默然不语。
I'm not silent because, or I'm not silent out of reluctance.
我感谢神。
And I thank God for.
我知道神在我们中间做的事情比从前更好、更美、更深、更完全。
I know God is doing a deeper, more beautiful work in our midst.
我相信我们礼拜三就这样过去的时候，有的时候我们会认为仇敌不过如此。
If we had gotten the approval on Wednesday, we probably would think enemy is just like that.
我们会在主的面前就是认为说，哦，原来征战也不过就是这样。
We might think, oh, that is what is called spiritual warfare. It's nothing to it.
弟兄姊妹，我希望整件事情如果能够帮助我们更不轻敌。而能够在神面前更谦卑依靠神，这个祝福是远远超过我们所有所付的代价。
If the experience on Wednesday can help us to to understand the power of the enemy and trust God even more, and that the blessing is certainly outweighs if we can get it right away.
对神的不够认识。
That our inadequacy in our knowledge toward God.
对自己的不够认识。
And our lack of knowledge.
或是对仇敌的不够认识。
Or our lack of knowledge toward the enemy.
这三件事中的任何一件事情。
Any one of these three.
都可能给我们带来极大的亏损、损害甚至危机。
Could cause us great crisis and even loss.
让我们在神的面前的祝福没有办法得到该得的。
That we will not be able to obtain or maintain the blessings from the Lord.
在仇敌的网罗和诡计里面，我们受的伤害变得更深刻。
And then we will be hurt by the enemy's schemes.
所以我们感谢神，整件事情让我们对神有一个更深的认识。
So we thank God because the whole experience increases our knowledge of God.
我们对仇敌也有一个更深的认识。
And increases our knowledge of the enemy.
我们对我们自己也是有一个更深的体会。
And increase our understanding about ourselves.
知道我们凭着自己我们不能的。
That we know that without the Lord we cannot do anything.
昨天有个姊妹这个在分享的时候，她引用摩西，当初神打发摩西去带领百姓出埃及的时候。
Yesterday, a sister shared using the words of Moses when he was just sent by the Lord.
摩西本来也是不干。
Moses refused at the beginning.
一下说我是这个，他们不会听我的。
He would say, they will not listen to me.
一下又跟神说服了他以后，他又跟神说我是拙口笨舌的，你找别人。
Moses, I'm not eloquent in speech. Why don't you choose someone else?
到最后，他终于答应神去了。
And finally, he agreed to go.
去传递神要拯救他们出埃及。
To preach the message that God is going to deliver them out of Egypt.
脱离法老督工的辖制。
That they will be freed from the slavery.
没有想到讲完了以后，这个法老督工对他们加倍的辖制。
He did not know that after he preached the message, that the oppression became even more severe.
不给他们干草了，但是那个砖块还是一样要。
That they demand the same portion without supply.
百姓交不出来就挨打了。
And if the man cannot give out of the court,present the quota, they were being abused, mistreated.
神的儿女们回来对摩西埋怨。
So people of God came back to complain to Moses.
摩西回来对神埋怨。
And Moses turned to God to complain to God.
你为什么让百姓受苦害呢？
Why did you let the people suffer even more?
然后接着说，那你为什么要打发我去呢？
And why did you send me to go?
弟兄姊妹啊，我真的很谢谢他们的安慰。
So I thank the sister for comforting me.
第一个 我不是摩西哈。
First, I'm not Moses.
第二个我们碰到的难处比摩西差远了。
And our what we encounter is cannot even compare.
至少到今天为止，我没有听见弟兄姊妹在气我，或是来埋怨哈。
At least up to today, I have not heard anyone complaining or
blaming. 反而我看见这么多弟兄姊妹向着神那个活泼的信心。
And I see this living faith in brothers and sisters.
真的感谢神。
So thank God for it.
所以前面弟兄姊妹，我仍然在这里原谅我说哈。
So forgiving me for saying this.
我信我所信的是谁，我知道我所信的是谁。
I know whom I believe.
我也深信他怎么说事情要怎么成就。
And I believe that things will happen according to what he said.
我也深信在公听会的事上，神带领我们上去，我们就是足能得胜。
And I believe that as we go up out of obedience, we will have the victory.
我希望我们都预备好了。
I hope we can all be ready.
预备好。
We hope we can all be ready.
我们比从前更谦卑。
That we will be even more humble before.
我们比从前更警醒。
That we will be even more alert than before.
我们从前比从前更认真。
That we will be more diligent than before.
就像我讲到尼希米对仇敌每一次的恐吓和伤害威胁的时候。
Just like when Nehemiah was facing threats from the enemy.
他永远是用更多的祷告。
He always deals it with more prayer,
更警醒的态度,
even more watchful attitude,
更积极的行动来回应所有仇敌的作为,
and more actions to respond to the work of the devil.
弟兄姊妹，希望我们都继续起来,
that we will all rise up.
如果你问我,
if you ask me,
余弟兄,
brother you,
你将来还会那样说吗?
Will you still do something like that before?
你将来还会那样子继续做凭信心宣告的事吗？
Will you continue to proclaim in faith?
你们猜呢？
Yes.
点头啊。 神已经问过我了。
God already asked me that.
弟兄姊妹，神在我身上给我的要求。
What God demands of me.
也是那一天让我从这些委屈的里面再次立刻出来的。
And that's what also delivered me out of the feeling of being wronged.
就是一个这么简单的态度。
That a simple attitude.
不计代价。
Without contemplating the cost.
不管得失。
Or consideration of loss.
学习在每一个的现在。
To learn in every moment.
对神单纯的相信，绝对的顺服。
And trust and obey with simple faith.
That's all I need to do.
That's all I need to do.
And that's all I want to do.
And that's all I want to do.
这是神对我的要求。
And that's what God demands of me.
不管发生什么。
Whatever happened.
不管代价什么。
Whatever the cost would be.
不管你个人的得失是什么。
Whatever the loss might be.
神要做的。
What God wants to do.
神要得着的。
What God wants to obtain.
是我在每一个的现在。
Is that in every moment,
我能够学习对神单纯的相信，绝对的顺服。
That I will trust and obey God with a pure faith.
所以你问我将来我还会不会再讲
？So if you ask me, will I ever proclaim again?
我跟你说，我会更迫切的在主面前的祷告。
I tell you, I will pray even more earnestly.
出于神的，我仍然要说。
If it's of the Lord.Yes, I will say it.
因为我永远知道我所信的是谁。
Because I know whom I believe.
虽然很多的时候遭遇不能解释，不明白。
Many times the circumstances don't make sense.
那我们有一天都会明白。
But one day we shall all understand.
我们恭听之前，烈士姊妹带领我们说要回到吉甲去。
Before the public hearing, Sister Nancy says we should all return back to Gilgal.
约书亚每一次几乎打完仗都回到吉甲来。
Joshua almost returned to Gilgal every time after the battle.
吉甲不仅仅滚去肉体。
Not only at this place, our flesh is being rolled away.
如果我们个人在这次征战里面有任何不讨神喜悦的态度，我们求神滚去。
If we hold any attitude that was not pleasing to the Lord, may He remove it from me.
在吉甲。
And at Gilgal.
也是让我们经历不再是我，乃是基督，因为有十二块石头从约旦河里放在这里。
At Gilgal, we also experience the truth. It is no longer I, but Christ, because there piled up stones from the river of Jordan.
那我们再从基督里面重新出发。
That we will start off again from Christ.
更多的不再是我，乃是基督在我们里面。
Even more that we live the truth, no longer I, but Christ in me.
有宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
Because we have this treasure in earthen vessels to show that this all-surpassing power is of God, not from us.
我们四面受敌却不被困住，心里作难却不至于失望，遭逼迫却不被丢弃，打倒了却不至死亡。
We're hard-pressed on every side but not crushed, perplexed but not despair.Persecuted but not abandoned, and struck down but will not destroy.
吉甲也是他们在那里守逾越节宴席的地方。
Gilgal is also the place where they had the Passover feast.
让我们都在退回到主的面前。
Let's all return back to the Lord.
回到主桌子的面前。
Before the table of the Lord.
我们吃主，我们喝主。
That we will eat and drink of the Lord.
我们在主面前重新得力。
That we will, our strength will be renewed.
我们在吉甲重新得力。
We will be strengthened.
我们也从吉甲再出发。
That we will take off from here again. 因为
征战属乎耶和华。
Because the battle belongs to the Lord.
他怎么说
？Whatever he says.
事情怎么成就
？Things will happen accordingly.
信心的两部曲。
And this is the two-step faith.
Looking off unto Jesus.
Looking off and unto Jesus.
然后 fix our eyes upon Jesus.
Fix our eyes upon Jesus.
我们专业仰望耶稣，从一切不属于主的。从环境的难处、自己的绝望、失望的感觉，我们通通转眼来望耶稣。
Let's turn our eyes from our despairs, frustrations, disappointments, and turn our eyes to the Lord.
定睛在耶稣的身上。
Fix our eyes on Jesus.
他是万王之王、万主之主。
He's the King of the Kings and the Lord of the Lords.
骑着那位白马的，他胜了，还要再胜。
And he's the one on the white horse, and he has won, and he will win again.
我们感谢神。
And we thank.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。 我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。